The wait is finally over. The world's most captivating sport returns for another year of drama, intrigue, beauty, and suspense. Football is back.
At last.
All right, it's a football Friday. Bills have a joint practice in Chicago. It's been a learning show today. I've learned that the bean is actually called Cloudgate. I asked the bean in Chicago. I asked if the guy that made it would be mad that people call it the bean. The answer to that is yes. Wikipedia says he thinks it's completely stupid that people call it the bean. But that's not up to him. Jeremy and Joe. Joe's out today. Sitting in the studio with me is one Nick Mendola. You know him. You remember him. Maybe. Probably. Why wouldn't you? You are in my phone. I tell you this every time I see you, as Heater Mendola, because at one point you said you wanted a nickname like Heater.
And you just gave me that one.
I've never referred to you as Heater, but when I want to text you, I have to make the mental step every time to type out H-E-A-T, to text Heater Mendola. So good to have you here. How are you?
I'm feeling great. I'm absolutely loving life right now.
Yeah? Well, you're with NBC Sports Soccer, FC Buffalo, and first question I have for you. Like, you're here in studio. It's been a while since you've been here.
Mm-hmm.
What would people have seen 15 years ago if we had cameras back then? Because we have cameras and we stream everything now. What would it have been like if we had streamed, like, you know, 06, 07?
I would have worn a lot more hats. Because this is the thing, getting up at, you know, 5 o'clock, you are rolling out of bed, yeah. and if you are unkempt, yeah. It's problematic. But mostly the same. I'm still a hoodies guy.
Yeah.
Still a hoodies and hats guy.
Hoodies, hats, beards.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The ways to look like you might have showered.
Yeah, it's a cheat code if you think about it. I think beards they cover up a lot. They work for you,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There's an air of mysteriousness.
Well.
Mystery.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I think back to those days, and I think, like, I don't know. There were a lot of late Sabres nights.
I will reveal that at least on one occasion, Dan Hager and I slept here.
Yeah?
Yes, after a Sabres game.
Would it have been like a Sabres playoff game?
Oh, it went to triple overtime, of course.
Oh,
yeah.
Of course.
What else would we have been doing?
Right. Well, anyway... Good morning. Good to have you here. Owen's got a big decision coming up. He's going to pick his favorite Premier League team. He's just going to try and pick it.
Yeah.
And you probably wrote for our website multiple times and maybe even multiple websites over the years about, hey, you want to do this. Here's who all these teams are.
Your American comparisons. Yep.
Yeah.
After I did it here, we took it to NBC.
Yeah.
So it went to the old national audience. Then
yeah.
I got more people yelling at me, including English people, which was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing I'm sure that you tried to tell people is, these comparisons can't be perfect, people.
No.
Like, hey, that team plays in a big city and this team plays in a small city. Like,
right.
What? Sure. We're trying to make comparisons. That said, like, when's the last time you've done it? How often do you think about it? Do people ask you all the time, hey, you know what? I was thinking about watching soccer. Who's the team over there that, you know, most lines up with whatever, XYZ?
Yeah, I think less so now. I still do, and I still get the questions, but the biggest difference now is that there's so much soccer on TV that people are gravitating to a team. People are finding something that works for them, or there's a player who works for them. I mean, obviously he's not in the Premier League, but Messi's in every commercial
right,
now.
Right,
you know, who else is in commercials? Jurgen Klopp, the former Liverpool manager, is in. Like, I often wonder this, how many people watch that commercial for whatever it is? It's a hotel-type website. And know that the German guy is a soccer guy, or yeah. Is it just, why? Is that an actor?
Right.
So
he's handsome. He could be just an actor.
He is handsome. I think that it's the best time, though. It has become the best time of the year for me, because starting really last week, there is somewhere in Europe soccer is going at any point of the day.
Yep.
Right up till night, until MLS and USL are over too. You've got night soccer. You could go day to day or day to day. You mentioned, you got me excited on my ride in. You're talking college. I was like, college football.
Yeah, next
week. And I was driving by UB Stadium. I'm a huge UB guy.
I saw the new video board is up.
It's really
cool.
Brand
new video board.
Just to throw it out there, their women's soccer team is phenomenal. So that video board is coming in handy. They have a decent occasional play-by-play guy. sitting here. I'm super excited. This is a big time of year for me.
Well, I think it's a big time of year for soccer fans and whatever. Would you have obviously seen the growth of just casual people just picking a team and watching, and the conversation is much more, is ubiquitous the word I want here? Like, it's everywhere now as opposed to like 10 years ago, 15 years ago?
Well, yeah, I'm thinking about this. I remember you in the summer during the World Cup, you were in the Netherlands. Is that?
Yes, I had a whole European trip.
Yep.
That's how I came to decide to root for Arsenal, was I was over in Europe during the 2010 World Cup, right? 2010. Yep. And all throughout Europe for 2 weeks watching games in London and Dublin and Paris and then in Amsterdam for the final.
Which is something because they were in it.
They were in the final and I watched it with 80,000 people. It'd be like watching the Super Bowl if the Bills were in it and you were here. And everybody's at like the Outer Harbor. That'd be really cold. But whatever. You get the point. And, you know, I'd kind of dabbled the soccer and the World Cup and the game against Algeria and all these moments, right? And it was that trip for me that seeing an entire continent take it on, like, all right, if I don't like this, it's because I'm an idiot. Like, this many people can't like something this much, and it stinks.
Right.
So I kind of made a point to immerse myself in it, toured Arsenal Stadium, bought a jersey, and I was like, these are my guys now. And also the FIFA video games helped a lot.
They do.
Which, that's how a lot of people I know got into hockey. I got into hockey from the hockey video games. And you learn the league, you learn the players. And, you know, here I am, like, I've been an Arsenal fan for, like, I don't know, 15 years now. It's been a long time.
It's been really invigorating to watch it grow in Buffalo because we went from finding there was a place in Hamburg, and it was J.P. some Fitzgerald's or something. But, like, we migrated to watch soccer. And then all of a sudden, you would see, you know, Meske popped up in North Buffalo. And people are like, are they really going to show soccer all the time?
Yeah, right.
And now there's two bars in Buffalo that will have almost any game you want to watch. And that's crazy to me. But the fact that it's accessible. And the coolest thing is, I mean, running FC Buffalo, we will see people come into the stadium and you'll be like, oh, there's a guy from England here and I'm talking to him. Why is he here? Because it's the team. You're looking for a place.
Yeah.
It's Tragically Hip Song, looking for a place to happen. To me, that was soccer for 10 years, looking for a place to happen. And it's just now happening. And everyone plays. And even the cool thing is, it's not at the point where all the men's leagues and women's leagues are filled with superstars. So, like, you played for a little bit.
I played for like one rec league year.
Right.
Yes.
But you were an athletic enough guy. There was a place for you. So, yeah, no, it's the best time. And when people are trying to find teams, it's my favorite part of the journey. Because every person should choose differently. Like, you've mentioned Owen a few times.
Mm-hmm. He's picking in about 20 minutes.
Known him since he was a child.
That's right.
And I would go ahead and say that my advice, were I to be asked, will relate to his family a little bit. I think that it's different like that.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into the season preview. I do want to ask you about FC Buffalo, about the Buffalo Pro Soccer news and the soccer community, because, you know, we've talked to Peter Marletti. He's been in studio with us a couple times about that stadium, that project, and it's, you know, it's another opportunity to get people in front of the sport, and people obviously really love the sport. So I guess just a general overview of how the market is done with this and how these leagues in the United States, including USL, have like, what's the future look like, do you think, and what does it look like here?
Yeah, the USL is the most exciting one for me. And full disclosure, FC Buffalo is in USL League 2. And Peter's project's going to be in the championship, which is two divisions up and fully pro. And also, Peter used to play for us, and I like him. So there's a lot of, yes, I want this to happen. So I don't want to make it sound like, oh, Nick's going to tell you that this is going to be better than MLS or whatever. But I will tell you, it's more exciting. It feels more democratic, if you will. Mm-hmm. It feels more attainable. The Peter's project is super exciting because I know he literally cares. So there was, you know, there have been other people who've come into the scene and they've wanted to bring professional soccer here, and I don't doubt that they would have done a great job. But I mean, you know, you've known me for what, 20 years now. I find the people who you can tell genuinely care about impacting Buffalo, and then I want to root for them. So it's been really fun to talk to him. I think he's in a position where you know, he cares about the right things. And if anybody's going to make it happen, it needs to have that spirit of other people could, if they failed, it wouldn't crush them because they wouldn't be thinking, and it's in my city, right?
Right, right.
And just having that little onus on your shoulder. Yeah, I'm excited.
How much does the state of the teams, the other pro sports teams, factor here? Like, the Bills are about to enter an entirely new era where I don't know if tickets will be more difficult to get. There will be fewer of them.
They'll be more expensive.
Right, they'll be more expensive.
Yeah.
And the new stadium is going to have fewer seats. Like, I anticipate they'll do just fine, but whatever, 10,000 people a game are kind of pushed out. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're all brokers that had those seats, but they're selling them to people. So fewer people will go to those games. And, you know, the Sabres, it's hard times right now. So, like, for a soccer team, and, you know, the Bisons are here as well. And the Bandits, of course, crush. Like, we know that. Like, so, you know, when looking at the general sports landscape, you feel like there's definitely a spot here for this.
Yeah, and I also think we've seen it so many times over the years. We've seen it with the Bandits, although I always make the joke, right? If there might be 16,890 Bandits fans, but they all come to every game, and it's a total party. You know, you've seen it before. I mean, we've seen it in the past when UB basketball got hot, or women's basketball last year down the stretch when they made the tournament. And I think we will back anything that is fun. And soccer, at its core, is fun. It's why I would encourage anyone. First of all, travel because it's fun. But if you're overseas, there's going to be a game going on somewhere. And the first time you experience people singing for 90 minutes, different songs, getting behind it, it is, and it's over in 2 hours too, it is intoxicating. It is going to Dortmund, and I'd been to a few games overseas, but going to Dortmund changed how I view sports. To sit in the worst seat in the stadium, but you're 30 yards away from people, because that's the one thing that American sports would do that I think would be real fun. All the away people have to sit in one
together.
Section.
Yep. Yeah, I have the same. Yeah, I had the same review. Like, it's much better because, also, when that team scores, that part of the stadium goes nuts.
Yep.
As opposed to just every seventh seat somebody stands up.
Right.
It's yeah. I think
or is afraid to stand up. Like, right. That's the other part.
Yep.
You are going to wear your colors. You know, one of the most intimidating things I did is I went to see Newcastle play at Stoke City. I was still working here, so we're talking 15 years ago. And walking into the away entrance, everyone, no matter what you're wearing, like, I had my jersey on under a sweatshirt so no one could see it was black and white. You are walking into an entrance where everyone knows you want the other team to win.
Yeah.
And you're in your own bar. Like, you can't, like, your concessions is York. You can't get to the other parts of the stadium. And everyone there knows you're not with them.
It's good. So whatever happened to Stoke?
I think they're still in the championship.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They've been only in the championship. That's disappointing.
Yeah.
10 years.
Nick Mendola here talking a little soccer EPL season preview. Owen's big decision comes up in about 15 minutes. He's picking his team. All right, Nick. So let's get to the EPL season preview. And Liverpool, defending champs, they play today against, is it Southampton today or Bournemouth?
Bournemouth. Yeah.
Okay. So they're gonna win. They should. Liverpool opens today. Arsenal and United is Sunday. Like, for anyone that doesn't watch this league all that religiously, there are no playoffs. They just play 38 games, and who had the most points?
Right, and they do the in-season tournaments, which the NBA that's going to be even bigger as time goes on. I've argued that every sport should do it.
Yeah.
Every sport should have an in-season tournament, because if your team stinks, you've still got something you can win. And we saw it last year, or was it 2 years ago? Anyways, bad teams have won the cups. I am excited for this season. If you don't know, there's what we call the Big Four. The Big Four.
Used to be the Big Six, or there still is the Big Six teams, but you would say there's
The top four and the Big Six.
Yeah,
yes,
the Big
that's
Six.
Right. Sorry. So the top four, you're trying to make the Champions League. It was five last year, but it's always guaranteed to be four. So you've got Manchester United, Manchester City. They're obviously rivals. Liverpool, Arsenal, Tottenham, and I always forget one, Chelsea, when I'm doing this.
Yep.
Those teams are always expected to be in the discussion to finish in the top four. But what I love about this season is, for the first time in ages, really, I think you have four bona fide title contenders. Like, two would be potentially surprises, but not surprises like shocked. Not like, I can't believe that team won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But this is literally like four teams, very good, deep at every position, world class. There's so much money in the Premier League now, and everyone spends. everyone spends, because if you don't spend, you get relegated. And the only disappointment about the money is that the three teams that come up are probably now going to be the three teams that go down. But this should be, I read on the BBC, they're calling it the potential GOAT season
Wow.
of the Premier League.
Wow. What a time to get in, Owen. You're getting in for the GOAT season.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
Yeah, might have to wear a bell.
So the GOAT season, just because you say four teams would have a real legitimate chance, in the odds, like looking at the odds to win the league, last I saw, it's Liverpool and Arsenal are the top two, and City is a shade behind, like right. A little bit of a gap there, which is new. I mean, City fell apart last year.
They did.
They totally fell apart.
The best player in the world got hurt, and it turned out he was the best player in the world.
Rodri.
Yeah.
With him, they never lose.
Mm-hmm.
And without him, they did not win nearly as much as they
did. They did not win a trophy last year, unless they won like one of those one-off
Super
Cups.
So he's back?
He is back. He's not 100% yet.
Okay, because they win every game he ever plays.
Yeah.
In fact, doesn't he win every game he wins at Spain, too?
Like, oh, yeah.
He's never actually lost a soccer game in 40 years or something?
Don't even know how to make the comparison.
Okay.
The most complete, Kawhi Leonard, maybe. Like, the most complete player. You know, he's built in his offense. But I look at the league this year, and you have those four teams that I would mention as favorites, but you also have some giants who have been spending or have new managers. And you have Aston Villa, who is coming close to being a gem, multiple-time Champions League qualifier. For years they've been called the biggest team that wasn't good, more or less. It's mm-hmm. probably the wrong way to say it. So everyone's good now. Like, everyone is good. The teams that have come up from the championship, I think in other years, go back in time 10 years, and you might say, hey, they're going to stay safety. They're gonna make it into the top 17. Oh, maybe they'll make a push. And now you're like, wow, they'll be lucky to get out, because the depth of talent is so, so good. So, so good.
So, I mean, do you want to start? Who's going to win it? I mean, who's in the mix? I mean,
let's go with the four. I'll tell you the four teams that I think are favorites. You've got Chelsea, who won the Club World Cup. They're very deep. They're still very young. I think their manager is exceptional, Enzo Maresca. And last year they did well, despite the fact that he was still learning the team. You have Manchester City, who have perhaps the best manager of all time. The question is whether their system works. The question is how healthy they are. They just lost Kevin De Bruyne, who's one of the best midfielders in the world. Erling Haaland, the best center forward in the world, missed seven games last year and still almost, you know, was right in there for the Golden Boot discussion. He's back and healthy. Arsenal, your boys, are fantastic. And the only thing stopping some people from saying they could win the league is the fact they haven't done it before.
Mm-hmm.
And you've made, and it's imperfect, we all agree.
Yep.
But there is a Bills element to it.
The last 7 years, Arsenal they are the Bills.
The difference is that Arsenal 20 years ago, 25 years ago, were the best team in the world.
Right.
And no one doubted it. And then Liverpool, of course, who won the league last year and are spending like they... It's funny. Jurgen Klopp, their old manager, used to cry poor. And the minute he leaves, they're spending as much as anyone else.
That's why I'm calling Jurgen Klopp a system manager, by the way, because he left and they just won anyway. So, I mean, Liverpool fans were crying when he left. We'll never be the same.
Oh, he's just very likable.
No. Yeah. They won the next year.
Yeah.
So those are the big four.
Yeah.
And my case to Owen, like he's choosing it. Bulldog likes United, so he could, you know, line up with his dad and root for United if they want to. Are they going to be good? They've been on hard times. Feels like United's last 6-7 years.
Yep.
Is like not quite Bill's drought, but I mean Arsenal went through a 6-7 to 8 year. Ugh. We used to be a proper team, and you know you're a mess. And is United finally going to come back from that? Is that happening?
This is a big step for them this year. The difference is they've had a lot of not false dawns, but they'll claim a trophy. So the season will end. You'll be like, oh, you finished seventh. That's not befitting right. of Manchester United. But then you're like, oh, but you won that trophy, and they've had that to lean on, and they've had big name managers, or they'll buy someone. They'll buy a Zlatan out of nowhere, and people will be like, oh, are they back? This is a system rebuild. I really like the manager. And what they were missing was clinical finishers. And also, I don't want to say getting rid of dead weight, but we've seen this in American sports all the time, where the players are still good, but it's the change of scenery argument. Like, get them out of the room because, yeah, they're fantastic, but they've lost here. And that we know that here in Buffalo.
Sure,
it can seep into the building.
It's amazing how many times that mindset is used, and the success stories are the ones we're going to remember
right.
for that. Like you would say when the Bills got rid of Sammy Watkins and Ronald Darby, it was in part to like start again.
Right.
I'm here. I'm the coach. This is my operation, and I've got to build it from the ground up. For Arsenal and Arteta, this was Aubameyang. Like, get him out of here.
Yeah.
The season of all or nothing, and Lacazette maybe as well, but I think Aubameyang was really the one.
Well, he was the one who was late for meetings.
Yeah, he was like, the culture must change. This incredible player that we spent all this money on has to go for me, the manager, to do my job.
He was wary of the process. There was no trust.
That's right. That's right. So, yeah.
Arsenal this year, it should be your year.
All right.
It should be your year.
This is great for Arsenal being the Bills.
Yeah.
This is great.
As someone who has predicted the Bills to win the Super Bowl for the better part of, how old am I? 43 years.
Yeah.
Doesn't always go that way.
No, yeah. That's right. That's right.
Or ever.
They haven't won the league in 22 years. It's been a long time.
It has been a long time.
A really long time. They finished second like 5 times in a row. So your pick is Arsenal?
I am picking Arsenal to win the Premier League, yeah. I think it's going to be very close. There are 4 phenomenal teams. I don't want to bet against Man City, but they've done enough to put me off of them. Liverpool is going through some change. I think they are also phenomenal, especially if they buy Alexander Isak from my boys Newcastle. But they've just had a very strange year, and there are so many variables. And they also had what may buoy them, not buoy them, it's a horrible thing to say, but I wonder if they will have a team of vibes, because they literally went through what the Blue Jackets went through last year, as Diogo Jota, one of their star forwards, passed away in a car accident this summer.
And, right, right.
You know, I think people have kind of sentimentally, even if they don't like Liverpool, kind of knotted them up a little bit in their books. Like, man, I hope that they can get it. But they've won plenty recently. Incredibly strong team. I'm buzzing, man. But Arsenal, to me, they've signed a player, Martin Zubimendi, center defensive midfielder, similar to a Rodri-type role, also Spanish. Important to the Spanish national team, but what he's going to do is he's going to open up Declan Rice, who had to be a little bit more defensive than he'd want to be. He's going to open up Martin Odegaard, and they've just made so many smart signings this year. They have no business not at least being in this argument into the final stretch.
Nick Mendola, who should Owen pick?
So who should Owen pick?
You don't have to make it from his finalists, but if you were advising someone today, like, I'm going to get in, who should I pick?
So I'm sentimental here in that my son has not selected the team that I root for, at least in England.
You're Newcastle.
I'm Newcastle.
And he chose?
He chose Chelsea. He toured Chelsea Stadium, mm-hmm. and it was the year Pulisic signed there, and that was it for him. And now he's got a Chelsea flag in his bedroom.
And he loves Cole Palmer.
Just a disqualifying haircut there.
Yeah, I agree with that.
He does love a terrible
haircut, but
it's amongst the worst. He looks like he's from the Middle Ages. He looks like they put a bowl on his... Anyways,
mm-hmm.
I think conceptually, if there is any chance you're ever going to travel with your father to Europe to go to the club that you both root for, I think is really intriguing. And as much as I do not like Manchester United, they've been down for a while as well, like total mess mm-hmm. for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're coming out of it. It's Arsenal 6 years ago. It's Liverpool 7 years ago. So if for him, that's why I said it's a case by case. I would not choose Manchester United for almost anyone else.
Yeah.
But the dad connection, especially when the dad is like an older brother to me, I think that would be cool.
Yeah.
Going to the stadium, sing the songs.
Mm, this is convincing.
United.
This is making me regret. I eliminated them yesterday.
Oh.
We'll see. We'll see if they
you
have
can do whatever
a,
you want.
An Undertaker moment.
Your process can be whatever it needs. Yeah. I sent you the video of us reacting to him suggesting he chose City.
Yes.
And he's still in his final form. All right, we got to get to a break. You can hang out. You can leave whatever you want. You got something to do, you can go. If you want to hang out for his pick, you can do that.
I don't. I'll hang out, yeah.
We can talk about anything. We can talk about the Cloud Gate in Chicago. I mean, you know. It's Friday before a joint practice with the Bears.
Mm.
You know, it's 88 degrees outside. It's hot again. It's hot every day.
It is. It was 35 degrees for 6 straight months. You realize this?
Yep.
That was the worst.
Yep.
So I will not complain. Like, it's oppressively hot, but it wasn't -2.
True.
And it was never 50. It was just 35 today. brown snow on the street.
I just want to start doing a thing where every year there's a shirt to commemorate the hottest and coldest days at the stadium. Ooh. Because the preseason game against the Giants was 1 million degrees. And then when they host the AFC Championship game, it'll be, you know, minus 5.
Yeah.
And just like that gap to me, for some reason, that entertains me so much to consider, oh, yeah, we're at a game today, and in 4 months, we'll be at a game 100 degrees colder.
Are we always, like, number one on the differential list in each season?
I don't know about that. I feel like Kansas City is also in the mix. Maybe Green Bay. Maybe.
Very interesting.
Maybe Chicago. I mean, Chicago gets cold.
What a city.
Yeah. Well, they're in Chicago today and through the weekend. Jeremy and Joe's out today. Owen's big decision, his LeBron James decision, is next.